Got about 6.8 million people who are actively looking for a job, and what, 94 million people who don't give a shit. Well, that's what happens. I had this conversation today with one of my offspring. This is what happens when they take out and remove your fucking will to live and lock you in your house. And you're like, what's the point of all this? Why do I need money? Money is not going to buy me any freedom. Money. I can't spend money and go anywhere. Why would I bust my ass to save money and go to work where I could get sick? I could get sick at work. I could die. They fucking twisted people up into a pretzel. It's a goddamn crime. But they know what they're doing. It's part of the strategy. We talked about it before on Hotwire and other places, JP Morgan. Previously, and other folks have warned their clients of massive labor shortage in the U.S. Oh, guess what? Guess what, though? We can help fill that void of these lazy Yankees if we bring in more illegal aliens. And we don't have to even pay them minimum wage. They can work under the table, or we can keep them at minimum wage, and they'll be damn happy to get what they get. We need more illegal aliens. Of course, Biden, resident, was told to call him resident Biden instead of president. I kind of like that as well. It's got a nice ring to it. Resident Biden has said in D.C. he's outlawed the use of the term illegal alien because, of course, it's what they are, and you can't call people anything. Truth is a new hate speech. We've said that on here before. I got some bleach, as a matter of fact, on my Truth is a New Hate Speech sweatshirt that I got from libertyoutfitters.co. And I got to get another one. Now I have to get another one made because that's one of my favorite sweatshirts. But I was doing some stuff around the house, got some bleach on the sleeves. I don't care about it. I can roll without bleach, but I got a lot of bleach on. So it started to deteriorate the threads. But I just go on libertyoutfitters.co and get another one. That's one of my favorites. I don't know what they make that sweatshirt with, but it is something else. Really comfortable. Of course, now you have these dopes on the Hill in Congress who are pushing Biden to make these jobless benefits permanent. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to roll out universal basic income, and you're not going to get anybody to work, and they'll need more illegal aliens to come in and fill the void. See how it works? It's fucking incredible. Can't even keep track of all the schemes that the government is playing on you and myself and our loved ones. It really is something else. Okay, on to the next one. We're covering a lot of things here tonight. Where are we at? We're rocking and rolling, damn it. I think maybe we'll make this the last full free podcast. Maybe we'll start putting it behind a paywall tomorrow. That just popped into my head. Been talking about it for a long time. Now, there'll still be a version available on Apple and Spotify, but it won't be the full Monty. And it's damn unfortunate that we have to do that, but that's the way we're doing it because we have to stay alive here. We don't have billionaires giving us money, and we don't have to be successful when you're on a welfare journalist or welfare podcasting. When a billionaire gives you money to cover their talking points and spew their fucked up ideologies, which, by the way, are not aligned with yours. You can't have a top-down a journalism outfit, like all the other ones out there, believe me, that are funded by billionaires, pretend that they give a shit about you. They don't. They don't. And the people they have working for them are just sentinels to make sure that the truth stays away from you, because the last thing they would want your poor ass to do and your lower middle class and poverty ass to do is rise up and fuck with their money machine. And so you never get the truth. You get some of the truth. You get some of the truth, but you don't get the real good stuff that can help you circumnavigate these criminals. Anybody who owns a media outfit and is a billionaire and withholds the truth from you, in my estimation, is a criminal, as far as I'm concerned. If you just wanted to make more money, manipulate people, and et cetera, then you're part of the problem. I had somebody tell me I need to pick up my game and stop censoring things. Censoring things? The fuck are you talking about, censoring things? Are you out of your fucking mind? If you're out there listening, you might want to seek professional help. I'm the guy who's not censoring anything. I'm the guy who had to go underground and tell people the truth. Now, we might be doing it a different way because I think we're very bright at the way we approach things. And I don't mind being a pioneer and that being out front doing our own thing. So we might have to package it differently. But what the fuck have you done for us in the last 5 years? We had all kind. We broke all kind of stories. Just gimme, 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 gimme. Did you give anything back? Have you given anything back to independent media? Have you given anything back to truth tellers? It's a two-way street now. The rules have changed. That's how I see it. You have a choice now in journalism. You can stay viable. You can stay active. You can stay in the game, but you need support. Yeah, it's even Reuters, one of the largest, if not the largest, news operations in the country, is behind a paywall. It's behind a paywall now. $35 a month for that drivel. $35 a month for the drivel in the Wall Street Journal. It's a lot of money. For what? Are they putting money in your pocket? Are they keeping you fucking 2, 3, 4 moves ahead of these assholes? No, they're not. Are they exposing the massive amount of corruption in the country? No, they ignore it. Out to lunch, out to lunch, out to lunch. That's how I see it. Dream on. If you think the free model is going to last, it's not. It's dying. Of course, if you're not paying anything, folks, okay, you're the product. Look at Facebook. Look at Twitter. You're the product. You get manipulated. They steer bullshit to your news feed, etc. to help keep you in the dark. They do their part as well. Listen to this one. New photos show Epstein and Maxwell were VIP guests in the White House. Sounds legit, right? It is. They were there. Bill Clinton's White House. They got pictures with Clinton. And the two hanging out in the White House. My God. I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein were once White House guests of former President Bill Clinton. If you stayed at the White House, you really want to find out what room they were in and maybe request a different room. And also maybe sweep that room for cameras after they leave. Images were published in the media days after Maxwell's last court appearance on sex trafficking charges in Manhattan related to her alleged procurement of underage rape victims for the convicted pedophile. No, it's not. There's nothing alleged about that. It happened. The disgusting duo were invited to the White House in 1993 after Epstein reportedly donated money to have the Oval Office refurbished, probably with cameras and microphones. The two perverts toured the East Room and the presidential residence during a reception. I'm sure they did more than that. Wasn't Bill Clinton dating Ghislaine Maxwell for a while? He might have been dating Jeffrey Epstein, too. You don't know, but it's fucking weirdo. The pictures expand the timeline of Clinton's involvement with Epstein and Maxwell. Prior to the photos surfacing, some of the oldest photos linking the trio were 2002. Clinton was photographed aboard Epstein's private jet, the Lolita Express, along with Maxwell and one of the late billionaire's rape accusers. You could fill a jet with the rape accusers of all these three idiots and criminals. The former president also reportedly had a private dinner with Maxwell in 2014, long after Epstein was convicted of child sex abuse. It's everything we've said. Now the conspiracy theories have become the truth tellers, the fortune tellers. See that happens? Clinton has denied ever visiting Epstein's private island in the Bahamas. We know that's a lie, but accuser Virginia Giuffre has claimed to be on the island at the same time as the ex-president. A book released last year claims that Clinton had an affair with Maxwell. A book soon to release, it says that Clinton had an affair with Billy Goats. Who didn't he have an affair with? Of course, if you went along with being molested and sexually assaulted, it's called an affair. If you didn't like it happening, it's called a rape. Clinton has maintained he was unaware of any sexual misconduct in his dealings with the wealthy financier. Epstein has also socialized with Donald Trump before he was president, and Prince Andrew, who Giuffre claims she was forced to have sex with. Epstein faces a slew of sex charges. Epstein, he faced a slew of sex charges, was found fatally hanged in Manhattan jail cell in August 2019. Thanks, Bill Barr. Thanks, FBI. Tying a little bow around that. Of course, you'll notice that if you're not paying attention, like I pay attention, I try to teach people to pay attention, although I haven't really spoken about this before because it seems somewhat stupid to talk about these dopes. The royal family, Harry and his American wife, who always seems to be causing trouble, right? They brought in Oprah. That's what they do. They bring Oprah in whenever there's a problem or whenever they want to bullshit you. Pardon me for a 30-second James Brown break. Go. Our advanced AI here, whenever we talk about Clinton, Maxwell, and Epstein all together, it kicks in to play a little sex machine from James Brown. Anyway, getting back to these dopes in the monarchy, they bring in Oprah whenever there's a problem, whenever they need a major misdirection. And you would pretend that there's some kind of racial strife and some kind of a problem in the royal family, kind of a scandal. It's not really even a scandal at all. Why would you do that? Well, you would do that to take attention away from Prince Andrew and his affiliations with Epstein, his affiliations with Maxwell. That's why you do it. There's no coincidence here, folks. There's no happenstance. This is all fucking set up. This is all high level, making you believe that perception is reality, when reality is hiding behind the perception. If Prince Andrew wasn't jammed up, wasn't in a bad spot with this, there would be no problem with Harry and his American style wife. It's all distraction. You're getting played again, folks. On a positive note, the Florida mansion where Epstein, you don't have to say, where's this from? You don't have to say Epstein allegedly raped. He's dead. Okay? He can't sue you. The story says the Florida mansion where he allegedly raped hundreds of girls and women was demolished last week. I don't think there's any alleged in there. He's a pedophile. I don't know. Maybe I just go for the jugular too often on here. I don't know what to say. But why you people pussyfoot all the time around these people is beyond me. Is the estate going to sue you? Good. That opens their books up. Then you got more stories. Good luck suing the media. Good luck with that. Well, what the hell? The James Brown song is Give It Up or Turn It Loose. So let's do this. Let's do that exactly, because I wanted to talk about this. Because I think it broke on Friday or Saturday. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, remember they put the skids on that, and I said, that's not going to last. Everybody's going to be paying their bribes behind the scenes to get that thing launched again. That's exactly what happened. With no warnings, by the way. No big fanfare. I guess there are some shitty warnings at Johnson & Johnson's experimental vaccine. It took months to produce, all the vaccines that are on the market. All have caused problems. And it's not rare at all, the problems they're causing. A rare problem. You want to be the fucking rare person? A rare death. You want to be the rare death? A Friday's vote by an advisory committee to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, to resume administering the Johnson & Johnson Corona's vaccine. Still leaves me with serious questions, folks. But number one, I think there should be an explicit warning against the vaccine for women, I don't know, under 50. Because, I mean, look, if you're stupid enough to take this, like I said before, put something in your body, a 99.7, 99.8, 99.9% chance of recovery and survival from COVID. If you get the right stuff at the right time, which, of course, the medical community tries to prevent you from getting in an incredible fucking counter move. But if you're awoke, you understand that you can get this stuff nonetheless. Don't have to go to a hospital. Don't have to be stuffed on a ventilator. I heard one example of 29-year-old who was on a ventilator for 10 weeks because her doctors let her go down the fucking tubes for weeks. Finally, her family took her about week 3. She wasn't getting any better. Pulse ox was 81, then down in the 70s, mid-70s. So they took her into the hospital. 10 weeks she was on a ventilator. She passed away this weekend. Her doctor sold her the fuck out. Sold her out. Plain and simple. I've talked about that on Pain After Dark as well. First-hand experience. And it's another benefit of being a subscriber. I'm not going to turn it into a plug, someone's tragedy into a plug, but I'm just saying, factual basis, I've talked about that on here. Now women, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, are getting fucked up. All the way from problematic menstrual issues to miscarriages. And they still put this, they yanked it. They put a temporary hold on. I knew it was coming back. Big Pharma's lobby, Big Pharma's power is too big. Especially Johnson & Johnson's. I faced off against these people in New Jersey. They are fucking a machine. But it's back, of course. Thanks, courtesy of the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration, who is worried about your health. So they put it back on the market with very few warnings at all, especially to women. I'd say under 50. If you look at the folks who have been harmed, it seems presumably that they're younger women. I'm not saying if you're 50 or older that you're old. I'm just saying that it targets younger women. The problems. And, of course, anytime, I'm going to tell you this right now, anytime you read the numbers, okay, anytime you read the numbers about this, when it has to do with how many people have been harmed, they're not accurate numbers because the government covers these up, Big Pharma covers these up. It's time and time again they do this. And they roll out the same so-called experts who are really paid fucking shills and criminals and weirdos. They don't give you a balance. This medical expert said this, and this medical expert says this, and they counter, and you have to make up your own decision. It's all fucking rigged so that you only get one side. And, of course, that side is Big Pharma. Always benefits Big Pharma. The FDA says it's going to add information to the vaccine's label that alerts people to different problems, but I think it's not really targeting, as far as I'm concerned, the highest risk group of women. I think are under 50 when you look at the numbers. It's not saying we're not talking about a blood clot warning that has affected not that many people. We're talking about women. We already know that. Hold the wire. Yeah, okay, we'll go with it. You want to have healthy kids, right? You want to make sure your kids are all right. And, of course, if you have complications, pregnancy, if you have problems getting pregnant, and you're having a miscarriages, obviously, your kids are not going to be all right. Of course, there's a life-threatening illness. TTS is a severe life-threatening illness afflicting otherwise healthy young women. So far, according to them, 15 people have gotten TTS after vaccination. 7 remain hospitalized, 4 in critical condition, 3 have died. And they're not going to put any kind of warning about TTS. Let's look up what TTS is so you have a better idea. Because the Young Bucks didn't tell me what TTS is. But I have a feeling I know what the hell it is, but I want to make sure that I tell you guys what it is. Okay, here's the deal. TTS is thrombosis. Thrombocytopenia syndrome, but it's even worse than that because 12 of the 15 women from the J&J situation after the J&J so-called vaccine, 12 of them had CVST, which is even more dangerous, and CVST is it's so much to keep up with, man, for like lay people. They do this stuff, we can't keep up with it. It's severe. Same condition, but it's severe. And it's rare, but potentially deadly. Cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, CVST. But also deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary thromboembolism. This is not good stuff, guys. We only scratched the surface here. You know, Johnson & Johnson hasn't been slinging their bullshit hash for a long time here. And of course, the media is reporting, and Johnson & Johnson's and the CDC and the FDA are reporting that they've only received a handful of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine adverse reports. It's a fucking lie. It's a lie. They do this. Again, I'll say it again. just to be repetitive, to give you understanding, and I know what the hell I'm talking about, I'm not just sitting here shooting from the hip. I went against these guys in the 90s. I know how they operate. I know the power they wield, and I know that they are not a fucking honorable operation. They're not going to tell you how many people they're maiming. And the CDC and the FDA are their partners. The FDA gets operating funds to pay their shitty fucking criminal doctors and their criminal operators from Big Pharma. It's all an illicit scheme, folks. So pardon me for tripping over a few medical facts as we... I'm not a doctor. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one fucking thing right now. I know more than most doctors at this point about the dangers we talk about on a daily basis. After 13 or 14 months of talking about this, talking to experts and researching. See, the important thing is the research. The important thing is not to listen to anything anybody says without verifying it for yourselves. And what my family's gone through with this and gives us a more than a unique perspective of life behind the curtain of these fucking liars. And you have to watch the Pain After Darks we've done on that on patreon.com/truepundit. I don't even think we could release that stuff publicly. I don't think it could be done. It would be a major problem. But when I go into my doctor and I start peppering them with questions, boom, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? And they look like fucking deer caught in the headlights. I know that I know more than them.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You didn't think of it. The fuck do you mean you didn't think of it? You research it. You do readings. You have people coming in here and you have their life in your hands, literally. And you didn't think about it? Why didn't you think about it? You know why they didn't think about it? Because they were told not to think about it. Don't worry about it. Keep your mouth shut. If you want to keep your medical license, do what we tell you to do. Don't offer these people solutions to their problems. Let them get sick. Let them sit at home. Let them go out a little bit. Oh, we'll let them go out a little bit. We'll talk about this in the next story. Let them go out a little bit. Mix with people, especially if we can get them to mix with people who've been vaccinated. Maybe they can get infected. Then go back home and infect yourself and your loved ones. And get those numbers up, especially if there's a lockdown. These people are stuck with you, the same house, eventually going to infect you at some point. Get those numbers up. Maybe your doctors will blow you off for 3 weeks and you'll fucking come apart at the seams. And then by the time you get to the hospital, like that 29-year-old, it's too late. They'll put you on a ventilator for 10 weeks until your body says, that's enough. 2.5 months of this stuff, I don't care how old you are, it's over. If these doctors acting in your best interest, that 29-year-old would still be alive today. I guarantee you that with what I know, what you know from listening to this show. And it's okay for me to fucking admit... I'm not trying to sound cocky. I'm just saying, when I ask doctors questions straight fucking flat out, and they look at me like I just landed here with L fucking Ron Hubbard on a spaceship. You know that you're in trouble. If you know more on a subject than your doctor, you need a new doctor. Fast. I'll tell you what, there's not a whole lot of fucking... room here to make mistakes when you're dealing with these things. When they tell you to go home and treat it like a cold with over-the-counter products. We can't do anything for you. Oh, really? Run. Run as fast as you can. And the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Listen to Pain After Darks we've done on this. Listen to some people. And listen. Also, the forums on there are fucking amazing. Those people know exactly what I'm talking about. And they know exactly what to do. And we don't need to go into it on here. And how to make sure you circumnavigate bad medical advice or no medical advice or medical advice rooted in corrupt practices and corruption. Somebody who won't give you the care you need because they're afraid to lose their money and their meal ticket. That's not a doctor. That's just another commonplace fucking criminal as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, J&J's back just as predicted, folks. You can't make this stuff up. You better get blinded by the light. You better come into the light, and you better get blinded by the fucking light when it comes to this stuff, COVID. Because they're keeping you in the dark, and it could cost you your life. It can earn you a dirt nap. She's gonna make it through the night. You want to make it through the night? You better wise up. Stop listening to liars on TV and in private. Medical appointments and things like that. These people are puppets all the way around. Find yourself a good doctor and don't be afraid to change doctors. I'm so hurt to think that you lie to me. I'm hurt way down deep inside of me. Well, don't be hurt that they're lying to you. We're on our own out here, folks, and act accordingly. We're on our own. For every dead individual, dead victim, I'll call them, in a hospital on a ventilator or on oxygen, there's conceivably a doctor behind there that failed their patient, did not give them the care they needed. And that's just the folks in the hospital. That's not even the folks that are dying at home. It's too afraid to go to the hospital. You're on your own out here. They don't care about you. Nobody cares about you. You have to look out for yourself. It's a real good starting point. Realizing that is really something very important. They've proven it. They've sold us all out. They've sold us all out, folks. Said this before. Look out for you and yours. It's sad. Sometimes you just need a little Elvis Presley to pick things up here on a Monday. Forget about the Bangles. Headline, Texas ended lockdowns and mask mandates. And now lockdown states are where COVID-19 is growing the most. Like I said, let's get some spreaders out there. Guys, this is the same way they kill rats and rodents. It's not fucking rocket science. They put out bait traps. The rats take a little bit of bait. They take it back to their little nests and they share with their fellow rats and their family members. And they do this on a continual basis for a week or two. Keep taking the bait from the traps. And before you know it, everybody dies. They see you as a rat. They see you as a test ferret, a test guinea pig, a crash test dummy. Why not kill you too? It's the same model. I don't know whether it's science or whether it's a fact. It's exactly what's going on. Early last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he would end the state's mask mandate and allow most businesses to function at 100% capacity. Yeah, and he's also pimping the He's no fucking superhero. He's also pimping the vaccine. I go out and get your vaccine. What you? Thanks a lot, Governor. Fucking asshole. Another asshole. Another vaccine pimp. The response from the corporate media and the left was predictable. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared the move in Texas absolutely reckless. Beto O'Rourke, who gives a fuck what he said? It's a nobody. Joe Biden, who cares what he says? He's a dope. He doesn't even know what he's saying. You can't say anything without a fucking speaking spell. Other states have followed in Texas's wake. Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia are now all states where COVID restrictions range from weak to non-existent. Georgia and Florida, of course, are both notable for ending lockdowns and restrictions much earlier than many other states. And in those states, in those cases, the state governments were criticized for the policies, which were said to be reckless and sure to lead to unprecedented death. Georgia's policy was denounced as an experiment in human sacrifice. Some sick fuckers, man, out there. There's some people on the super Kool-Aid. I saw them this weekend. Of course, all these predictions have fallen flat and have proven spectacularly wrong. But I don't see anybody walking anything back or apologizing. Of course, they never do that. And now, when you compare Texas versus Michigan and Florida versus New York, etc., where these draconian lockdowns are still in place, even Fauci can't explain that. Remember we reported on here and I hammered him? He was saying, maybe they asked him, well, how can you explain that? Maybe Texas are voluntarily wearing masks and lockdowns more strenuously than people in other states. I don't know. I'd have to be told what to say. So I don't know. Of course, that's the difference between narrative versus facts. When he's presented with facts, if he doesn't have a rehearsed fucking line or a rehearsed narrative, he doesn't have cue cards on, he can't say anything. We have to look at the numbers. Shut up, you fucking ferret. Midget. The Texas situation is just one piece of state-by-state picture that is devastating for the lockdowns. Save lives narratives. For example, let's look at COVID cases in Texas as of April 20th. Case numbers are a favorite metric for advocates of the stay-at-home orders, business closures, mask mandates, and repressive measures in the name of disease control. Of course, this is all about controlling you. Let's take a look at Michigan, where a variety of strict mask mandates and partial lockdowns continue. Restaurant capacity remains at 50%, and the state continues to issue edicts about how many people one is allowed to have over for dinner in your own house. Can you imagine? And you're stupid enough to listen to these people? In Michigan, the 7-day moving average for new infections as of April 20th was 790 per million, nearly 8 times worse than Texas. 8 times worse. By the logic of lockdown advocates, states with harsh lockdowns should have far fewer cases and less growth in those cases. Of course, this isn't about true numbers, and this has never been about facts. It's about fake numbers, phony math, phony science, phony medicine, coerced medicine. One of the only states with a notably lax COVID policies that's in the top 10 of case growth is Florida, which nonetheless is experiencing growth rates that are even slower than in most states run by lockdown morons like Cuomo in New York and Phil, I'm a dope Murphy in Jersey. I mean, look, they love talking about the numbers, right? How many COVID? Who fucking cares about the numbers? I care about deaths. Is it killing people? The answer is no. Not as many as it was reported when this whole thing started. Of course, they were intentionally killing people at that point to jack up the numbers. Anybody with any experience in investigations, etc., and who's not on some kind of a political Kool-Aid would have to admit that. They jacked up the numbers. They wiped out people. They sold you out. They sold you out. It's all part of a plan. You dopes out there thought there was a plan. Yeah, there's a plan to wipe you the fuck out. That's the plan. You keep listening to those other idiots about the plan. It's all bullshit, folks. It has been from the beginning. Last week, Anthony Fauci struggled to come up with an explanation for all this as he testified to Congress. He's got nothing. He's got nothing. But don't expect Fauci and his supporters to give up on insisting that New York and Michigan are doing the right thing while Texas and Florida are embracing human sacrifice as part of a death cult. The actual numbers paint a very different picture. And even casual observers can now see that the old narrative was very, very, very wrong. Again, we went from conspiracy theorists again to fortune tellers. Who do you want to listen to? Bullshit artists on Fox? You know, Fox won't even touch the vaccines. They won't even touch this stuff. They won't touch it. They won't touch it. They're talking about ancillary bullshit to keep you distracted. It's insane. But that's the way it is because they're in the fucking tank. They're all in the tank on this. They're all in the tank, all in the pockets of Big Pharma. Don't forget what Roger Ailes told Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about. 70% in many cases of Fox's ad revenue comes from Big Pharma, so they can't have a guy like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on. Can't have him on. And they certainly cannot attack vaccines. And they certainly cannot attack Big Pharma in any realm. But we don't give a shit because they don't pay the freight. You guys do. You guys pay the freight. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And of course, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepunny and subscribestar.com/truepunny. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't a Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Well, folks, for all you passengers out there who are listening, active passengers, I hope you take some of this with you in your travels as a free American who's locked away. Locked up free American. And guys, if you like this show, share it with somebody you give a crap about. Perhaps it can help them as well. It'll take the heat off of you trying to explain this stuff to them and them telling you that you're crazy. Until whatever you say, quote unquote, comes true, then you're not so crazy. And you're a really bright person. And we have a lot of bright people that we have to thank on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Get access to the ad-free Pain in the Morning. And we're happy to give it to them. And as I said, they will get, of course, the entire podcast. Like this week, potentially as soon as tomorrow. Folks who are on those platforms will get the entire ad-free podcast. And other folks on the public side will get a portion of the podcast. So, see how that goes as we continue to tinker with things around here and figure out ways to grow in a very challenging environment, etc. And the latest dabbling and the latest experiment, and we try many different things. We have many different things going on. We're building a platform, but more on that later. We have a long way to go this week, a lot of things to cover and many things to do, and we have a hot wire coming next. It's one of the levels on our subscriber platforms. Right after I finish this, put this sucker to bed, we'll do a hot wire and put that out to our hot wire members. And privileged and happy to be in a position to tell you folks the truth, because that's very important at this point. We need it. We need the truth. So you can formulate good policies in your life and good guideposts. So as I say to you folks, at the end of every show, take care and God bless you.